Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Welcome to Quick Tip Tuesday, my friend. This is where I share a quick tip with you each and every week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And this idea of Quick Tips Tuesday, by the way, is from your feedback on Facebook Messenger. Some people asked, in addition to what I'm already doing here on the show each week, to add some short, quick episodes with one or two tips. Love this idea. So that's what this new series on the podcast is. And thank you, by the way, to everybody who has and continues to give me feedback on the show over on Instant Messenger, that's AOL, over on Facebook Messenger, Instagram DM. Really, really appreciate it. And speaking of episodes, I'm going to start doing episodes just like Quick Tip Tuesday here that are not available anywhere else other than in your podcast feed. So make sure to subscribe to this show, regardless of whether you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or whatever, if you haven't already, so that you don't miss out on any content that I'm creating here for you. Today's quick tip is about what objective you choose when you're wanting to build video engagement audiences. All right, let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friend? How you doing? Welcome to Quick Tip Tuesday here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business, because that's what it's all about, right? Today's tip has to do with what objective do you choose when you're wanting to build video engagement audiences? So these are those audiences that you can create that are based on how long people are watching your video content. And that video content could be a Facebook Live that you're doing on your page. That could be a video that you uploaded to your Facebook page, or that could be a Facebook video ad. Any kind of video content that you post, you can build engagement audiences based on how long people are watching those videos. And the more that, or the longer that people are watching those videos, obviously they're more engaged. So those are really, really good people to be retargeting, which leads me to, you know, why would you even want to do this in the first place? Why do you want to build video engagement audiences? Well, video engagement audiences are really, really good audiences to use for retargeting. You create a video, or maybe videos, that educates and entertains your ideal audience, something that adds value in some way to your target audience, and that's going to attract your target audience. And then you can use that video or videos to warm those ideal audiences up. Then you can turn around and retarget those engaged people with the next step in your sales funnel, right? So the people who are engaging with your video, you can build audiences of those people and turn around and retarget them. And you would do this, you go to your audiences section in Ads Manager, then you go to create an audience, then custom audience. And then within the custom audience, you got those, you know, I think it's like five or six different options there. You go to engagement, and then you click on video. And that's where you can set these video engagement audiences up. Now, remember, when you're creating these videos, they don't have to be very long. In fact, I try and get it under, say, like 90 seconds. But as with most things that we're doing here with paid traffic, it all depends on your goal. Okay, so depending on the goal of your video, the video could be longer. We're running some videos right now that are in the 2.5 to 4 minute range, and they're doing really, really well. So now that we have that sort of foundation set, what objective do you choose when you want to go with this strategy here? Well, we've been seeing really good results building audiences of 10-second views and also 25% views. So those are the two audiences that I'm building right now for the videos that I'm running. Okay, so those are my two video engagement audiences, 10-second views and 25% views. I just want to kind of test to see how those did, okay? So let's say that you've created your video or your videos, and now you want to pay some money to advertise to get those videos in front of your target audience. So this is sort of the start of your overall strategy. And the goal here is building those engagement audiences so that you can turn around and retarget them, as I mentioned earlier, with the next step in your sales funnel. Maybe that's an opt-in, or maybe that's a webinar registration, or an inexpensive, you know, product sale. Whatever it is, you can follow up and retarget those people with some sort of offer. Now, when you do that, what objective might you think that you'd use here when setting up your campaign? And when so setting up your campaign, this means, okay, we are going to run these videos. We're going to target our ideal audience with our videos, with the goal of building engagement audiences. Now, you might think that video views is the objective that you want to choose, because with video views, with that objective, you're telling Facebook, all right, Facebook, show this video to as many people in my target audience who are most likely to be watching my video. That's high level. That's very sort of general what the objective is going to mean. Well, we've been testing this, and I've tested both video views and the engagement objective. And for the video views, I optimized for 2 second views. All right. So I ran one campaign that was video views as the objective, and I optimized at the ad set level. I optimized for 2 second video views. I also ran an identical campaign against that one, but I did the engagement objective. Now, remember, when we run a campaign like this, or two different campaigns like this, I'm targeting the exact same audiences. There's going to be a little bit of overlap, yes, but you're reaching different people within those audiences because I've chosen different objectives. Remember, depending on the objective that you choose, Facebook is showing your ad to the people within that target audience who are most likely to take that action, whether it's convert, whether it's engage, whether it's watch the video, etc. So again, for my test, I was doing video views, optimizing for 2 seconds, and then I also did engagement. The engagement campaign outperformed the video view optimized for 2 second view campaign by a long shot. The average watch time of the video was 3 times in the engagement campaign than in the video view campaign. The cost per click, I had a call to action in my ad. The cost per click in the engagement campaign was half. And the number of clicks to my landing page were double in the engagement campaign. I was very, very surprised by this. So then I have 3 different videos that I'm doing here, and I'm staggering how I'm launching them. So what I decided to do for the next video, I decided to test video views objective, but I optimized for 10-second views and only paid for the 10-second views, and I also ran engagement again. The results this time were almost identical. The video views optimized for 10-second campaign did have more clicks to the landing page, and the cost per click was about a third less, but overall, the view time of the videos was almost the exact same. So what does that say? If you want to build video engagement audiences, I'd recommend testing both the video views objective and optimize for 10-second views. You do that at the ad set level. And I would also do a campaign that with the objective of engagement. Okay. Remember, as I mentioned before, there's going to be some overlap there, but you're reaching different people in those audiences because you're using 2 different objectives. Okay. If your budget is strapped, if you just need to pick one objective, I'd go with the engagement objective for this. I've been really, really happy with the results in building these video engagement audiences. All right, my friend, that is today's quick tip of the week. If you like this new edition of the podcast, let me know. Hit me up over on Facebook Messenger or DM me on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. Also, if you're managing Facebook ads for other people, or maybe you're looking to start a Facebook ads business, got a really important question for you. Are you ready to stop selling while confidently growing your Facebook ads business? Yes, it is absolutely possible. I am so excited about a brand new free live virtual training series that I've got coming up for you. We're going to be teaching you all about how to effortlessly attract high quality clients while not having to sell. This free live virtual training series and Q&A kicks off on July 26th, and I cannot be more pumped about it. This is something brand new that I'm doing. Really, really excited about it. Now, in the meantime, if you are managing Facebook ads for other people or you're looking to start a Facebook ads business, then I want to invite you to join the free FB Ad Manager pop-up Facebook group that I've created, where I'm going to be sharing strategies and content, Facebook Lives, Q&A. It's an amazing community there. When I'm recording this right now, we have like 400 people in there already. And this group is going to be kicking over the next several weeks. And you're also going to be first in line for this free business transforming live virtual training series that kicks off on July 26th. So if you'd like to join that free Facebook group, go to rickmulready.com/FB group. Again, it's rickmulready.com/FB group. And as always, thank you so much, my friend, for coming to hang out with me today. I really appreciate it. I don't take your attention lightly, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.